AI is really starting to show up in mental health care, and I think the key idea is that it can be a helpful support tool, not a replacement for trained professionals.
Exactly. It can make support more accessible and convenient, especially for people dealing with long waitlists, high costs, limited access, or stigma.
But mental health is so personal. AI can't fully understand someone's life experiences, culture, relationships, or emotional reality the way a clinician can.
Right. The article points to three main areas where AI is being used.
First are chatbots. They can give people a private, low-pressure space to talk through thoughts, ask questions, or explore coping strategies.
Some use natural language processing to notice emotional cues and suggest breathing exercises, journaling prompts, mindfulness activities, or information about professional resources.
That can be especially helpful for people who are hesitant to seek help, need support outside office hours, or want a first step before contacting a professional.
But the text stresses that chatbots need to be clear about their limits and direct people to human help when something is serious or urgent.
The second area is mood tracking and early warning signs.
Some apps analyze user-entered data like mood ratings, sleep, activity levels, and journal entries.
Over time, they may spot patterns that suggest rising stress, anxiety, depression, or emotional exhaustion.
That early signal can help someone seek help before symptoms get worse.
Clinicians might also use that data to understand what's happening between appointments, though the article says these tools need informed consent, privacy protections, and clinical oversight.
The third area is supporting professionals behind the scenes.
AI could help organize notes, summarize patient-reported information, find relevant research, and help practitioners monitor treatment progress.
If administrative work is reduced, clinicians may have more time to spend directly with patients.
Still, any AI-generated summaries or recommendations need review by qualified professionals, because errors or missing context could have serious consequences.
The article also highlights the benefits.
Digital tools can improve access for people in remote areas or places with few mental health professionals.
They can be available at any time, including evenings and weekends.
They can also offer more personalized support by adapting exercises, reminders, and educational content to a person's needs.
And they may lower barriers to help, especially for people who feel more comfortable starting with a private digital conversation.
With permission, these tools may also support continuous monitoring of mood or behavior between clinical appointments.
For overstretched providers, automation can improve efficiency and reduce routine administrative tasks.
But there are real risks and ethical concerns.
Mental health information is highly sensitive.
Conversations can reveal trauma, medication use, relationships, suicidal thoughts, or psychiatric diagnoses, which require strong privacy protections.
Users should know what data is collected, how long it's kept, whether it's used to train AI models, and who can access it.
Privacy policies need to be clear and written in plain language.
Accuracy is another concern.
AI systems can give confident-sounding answers that are incomplete, misleading, or wrong.
They may misunderstand sarcasm, cultural language, medical history, or how severe symptoms are.
Mental health conditions often overlap, so an algorithm shouldn't be treated as a substitute for professional diagnosis.
The article also warns about bias.
AI systems learn from data, and that data can carry social, cultural, or demographic biases.
If a model is trained on limited populations, it may work poorly for people from different ethnic, linguistic, socioeconomic, or cultural backgrounds.
Developers need to test with diverse groups and keep evaluating performance, rather than assuming the tool works equally well for everyone.
A major limitation is crisis care.
AI tools are not emergency services.
If someone is in immediate danger, thinking about self-harm or unable to stay safe, they should contact local emergency services, a crisis hotline, or a trusted person.
Mental health AI systems should make that distinction clear and provide location-appropriate crisis guidance whenever possible.
The article concludes that AI is unlikely to replace therapists for most people.
Therapy depends on trust, empathy, professional judgment, and an ongoing understanding of a person's unique circumstances.
A therapist can notice subtle changes, ask follow-up questions, coordinate care, and make decisions based on information that may never appear in a digital conversation.
AI can complement therapy by helping users practice skills between sessions, track symptoms, or learn about mental health topics.
It can also help professionals prepare for appointments and manage routine tasks.
The strongest model is human-led care, where AI supports clinicians without controlling clinical decisions.
The text also outlines what responsible mental health AI should look like.
Systems should be designed with safety from the beginning, clearly identify themselves as AI, avoid unsupported diagnoses, and explain when users should seek professional help.
Developers should use strong security measures, obtain meaningful consent, and give users control over their data.
Independent testing is essential, and claims about accuracy, emotional understanding, or therapeutic effectiveness should be supported by research, not marketing language.
Mental health professionals, patients, ethicists, and representatives from diverse communities should all help evaluate these technologies.
Users are also given practical guidance.
They shouldn't treat AI responses as medical diagnoses. They should verify important health information with a professional, and they should avoid sharing more personal information than necessary.
They should also choose services that clearly explain their privacy practices and provide clear access to human support.
Overall, the article presents AI as a promising but sensitive addition to mental health care.
Its greatest value may come from improving access, encouraging early intervention, reducing administrative pressure, and offering supplementary support while trained professionals remain responsible for assessment and treatment.
The future of mental health AI will depend not only on smarter models, but also on stronger safeguards, better research, thoughtful regulation, and a commitment to human connection.
Technology can make care easier to reach, but it cannot replace compassion, accountability, or the expertise of human professionals.